Okay. Shiloh of the week, Thursday night, Parshas Shoftim Tavshinayim Gimel. Okay, many years ago, maybe Shiloh will remember the Shiloh or not, we had a Shiloh about someone who was a worker. He was working, he had a certain level of salary. He was not happy, went to the boss, asked the boss if he could get a raise and some other perks that he wanted. The boss said no. He went to interview for a second job and he got what he wanted, the second job. He went back to the first boss and told him he's leaving. And he told the second job he's taking, told the second party he's taking the job. He told the first party then that he's leaving. And the first party said, we will give you everything you want. Okay, everything you want will match. Will match. That was not his kavanah. His kavanah was he was leaving. They offered him the job now in the first place for the same amount of money that he wanted. And he really wanted to stay in the first place. He had friends there. It was more convenient. Whatever the reasons were. Shiloh was whether or not he was allowed, after he gave his word to the first owner, if he would be allowed to change. You'll see why in a minute. Hold on.
But we'll talk. Employment at will in America.
Employment at will.
He found a job and quit it 10 seconds later.
Employment at will is all fine and dandy. We're going to talk to halacha and see whether that impacts employment and will. And even in halacha, you can quit your job at any time, but there are a lot of other halachas that are involved besides the fact that poil yochalachso boy b'chatsi ayoyim, which is a gemara, means a poil can quit any time he wants. You can quit your job whenever you want. Mm-hmm. Quitting your job whenever you want is under the fact that you gave your word to somebody. What happens with your word? That's the shear tonight. Now, one second. There's a lot to learn here. Hang on. Now, Shiloh number two is a current Shiloh. The current Shiloh was that someone went to rent a house or an apartment. He went to rent a house or an apartment in a city. He's moving to the city. He found the house that he didn't like. Found the house he didn't like. It was in very poor condition. But there were no other places that were available for rent. And he told the people yes. No exchange of money, no signing a contract. He told the people he's going to take the house. Then they found a house which was absolutely not comparable, b'chlal. It was not comparable. The block was not comparable, the house was not comparable, the condition of the house was not comparable. There was no comparison whatsoever. No comparison whatsoever. The question was whether or not he is allowed to change his mind. He gave his word to the first house. He said he's going to rent the first house, and now he wants to switch and go to the second house. Again, there was no exchange of money, no signing, no kinyan, but there was a word. There was a word. Now, as always happens, the hashgacha is today. I got another shaila that somebody. I'm going to change the details a little bit because I don't want. I wasn't given permission to really discuss it, and the shaila is really still in the middle. But somebody decided to make a camp for the summer. I'm trying to make a camp for the summer, and then a tragedy occurred in the family, and they had to move to a different neighborhood, and to run the day camp where the day camp was going to be located would have been extraordinarily challenging. Extraordinarily challenging. So the shaila was, are they allowed to tell the people, I'm sorry, I'm not opening up the camp. I'm just not opening up. I had to move. I had a tragedy in the family. Something happened. Am I obligated to keep my word or not? I gave them what does a word mean? What does a word mean, la'aloha? What does the word mean, la'aloha? Now, this last shaila, there are many, many shailas that evolve around this shaila. The shaila goes both ways. If somebody says it's registering their child in a camp or in a school, and the school has limited slots, and somebody says, this is very negay, I shouldn't even say school, I should really say playgroups, there's much more negay to playgroups, where a person says they register their child in a playgroup, and they even give some money, and then they say they want to change. They want to change.
Schools have policies for that.
That's correct. One second. We're talking about halacha here. Hang on. No policies in playgroups.
One second.
They pulled out of the playgroup. And the playgroup says that you pulled out, you're going to cost me the slot. Because now I turned down 5 other people. They all went to other playgroups. You say no. So what am I supposed to do? I'm losing 12 months of call it tuition, whatever you want to call it in the playgroup. I'm losing 12 months of income that you would have paid me. And you pulled out now, and you're, maybe you have a good reason. Very good, you have a good reason. What am I supposed to do with your good reason? How do I feed my kids with your good reason?
How is that different from not showing up to any appointment you have?
That's very good. That's another issue. And that, when Morty says, that's already brought down halacha. What Morty says about the policy, when you, if you cancel within 24 hours, it's okay. If you don't cancel and you don't tell us, we'll charge you, right? So over there, their taina is.
Schools have the same policy.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, if you pay money, if you don't come, you lose it.
Not only if you don't pay, you lose it. I'm talking about if you don't come, do you still have to pay? If you don't come, do you still have to pay? But that's not the shaili. I don't want to get
the third case doesn't fit in with the other.
The third case that fits in is the following. Again, this
third
person. Okay, Einus, fine. Einus Rachmanopatri works for certain things. Maybe for Averis. Einus Rachmanopatri, the shaili of it works by Mominus. You had an Einus. Fine, good. So because you had an Einus, I have to lose money.
It's not comparable to the other.
Okay, we'll got to see in a minute. Now, okay.
Only in the diamond industry is a word to word. Here you can.
What's the word you said?
Only in the diamond industry is a word to word.
Last book share.
Huh?
So when you say
Basel bro.
It's binding.
Yeah.
There's no. And if you go on and back out and go to arbitration, you always lose. I mean,
right. But that's with the handshake or without the handshake? With the handshake or
with
even
the handshake.
With the handshake. Mazel brach with the handshake. That's a shiloh already, whether or not that's a kinyan. That's a shiloh is a kinyan. Here, there's a very simple shiloh. The shiloh is like this. If there's a kinyan, it's finished. Deal's over. Gekonshit is the word. And that's it. Finished. If we make a kinyan, the hainu. I go into a store. Let's leave out return policies for a moment. Let's just talk about lahalacha. If I go into a store, I say, I'd like to buy this. The person says, fine. You pick it up, I'll das to be kaina, it's yours. That's all finished. The deal's over. You got to give me money.
He's going to let me walk out with it because I made a kinyan? No. I'm in a kinyan. If I can't pay for it, I can't
excuse
do it.
Excuse me one second.
Paper.
What?
No, I'm serious.
I know you're
wall.
Serious. I said one second. Excuse me. Excuse me one second. Don't ask me another shiloh before you hear what I said. If I pick up something, I make a kinyan, it's mine. That's it. Now you owe me money. Finish. You want to know if I want to let you out?
I won't let you do
Excuse me one second. Excuse me one second.
No, but I'm going
to hello. Excuse me one second. One second. There are kinyanim done all day long without money. All over the world, all day long. All places. Hello, 1 second. Listen to me and stop asking so many questions, okay? I said there are many kinyanim done all over the world. Some places in jewelry you can't walk out on credit. You go to Kol Tov, you can walk out on credit. You go to a suit store, sometimes they'll give you credit. You go to a mechanic, sometimes they'll give you credit. There are all types of places that give you credit. You make a kinyan, you owe the money. Finish.
You're saying if I pick up something in jewelry.
I said
it. Let me ask you a question. I'll ask
no.
You if I pick up something in jewelry and I decide I don't want it anymore and I picked it up to buy it, I can't put it back on the shelf?
Rabbi, listen to me, please.
That's not what he's saying.
Okay, I said, I didn't say that. You'll give your share after I finish my share, okay? Hang on. Now, okay, fine. No one's going to sell for this share anymore either. Okay, now listen here. Listen. Now here goes the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Gemara says like this. Again, if I make a kinyan, it's mine. That's it. I owe the money. The person who sold the item doesn't have to return the item. He says, I sold you the item, you owe me the money. That's it, finished. Deal's over. Deal's over. That's all. Finished. Deal's over. In America, there's a nice thing called return policy. We'll let you return it. Some stores don't let you return, only give you an in-house credit. Some people give you back money. That's all nice things. The halacha is, I picked it up, I bought it, finished. I owe you the money. That's it. No returns. That's all. Right. I gave you the money for steak, no returns. If I want to be a nice person in American society, there's a return policy point. Otherwise, no returns. Goodbye. Finish. After the halacha, there's no such thing. Now, the Gemara says that's with a kinyan and with money. What happens if I only gave money and I did not make a kinyan? I only gave money, I didn't make a kinyan. What does that mean? That means a person wants to reserve something. So he gives the person money. We hold molos and not konos. So then, if I decide after I gave the money that I want to back out of the deal, the halacha I can back out of the deal. I'm going to back out of the deal, la halacha. However, there's a curse. If you go to Beis Din and you say tell Beis Din I want to back out of the deal, Beis Din will say you can back out of the deal. And you can't do anything about it. But Beis Din will curse you. There's a curse. It's called the Mishapara. Mishapara means the person who gave a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who gave the flood, the Mabul, is going to give this person a curse also. You give money, you are allowed to back out technically, but you should not back out. You're going to get cursed by Beis Din. Sounds scary. It is scary. It's a Mishapara. Mishapara, whoever did this, is going to do that. It's going to be a curse. Yes?
Is the act of giving over the money, when you lift something symbolically,
that's a kinyan, correct. That's a kinyan. So money is not a kinyan.
So money by itself isn't, but the act of lifting it up and giving it over,
no.
Ignoring the fact that it's money, it's currency, couldn't that be kona also? Couldn't that
be no. You can be kona the money, you can't be kona the chayfetz. I want to be kona a boat. I go into a store and I give them money. I'm not kona the chayfetz. I'm not kona the boat by giving them money. I'm only kona a boat by moving the boat, by taking the boat, by taking the keys of the boat, by driving the boat, whatever I have to do to the boat. Your Kenyan Suda could also work. No, but it's not called a Kenyan. Money is not a Kenyan Suda. You have to do a Kenyan Suda. Money is not a Kenyan Suda. It's a Kenyan called Mammon. Mammon is a Kenyan. If I give somebody money, whether or not that's a Kenyan. Okay, now there's another Gemara. And this Gemara is scary. This Gemara is in Bab Metzia and Daf Mem Ches. And the Gemara talks about the following. Let's say I only use words. There was no money, and there was no Kenyan. I used words. Long before we get to Morty Shilas over here, right? The Gemara said, I used words. I said, I will do it. So what's Allah? So the Gemara says, there's no Kenyan. So if somebody changes their mind, Ein ruach hachomim leichemenu. Chazal do not like you. They don't like you. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't like you. The Vilna Gaon doesn't like you. Rashi doesn't like you. The Rambam doesn't like you. Ravina and Ravashi don't like you. Rabbi Akiva doesn't like you. Shmuel Hanavi doesn't like you. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't like you. They don't like you.
And the arbitrators from the Diamond Industry, Diamond Club don't like you.
No. See, over there you have Morty's time.
But they're words.
No. It's not. No. Then you have Mazel Bracha. Mazel Bracha is stronger than words because Mazel Bracha becomes a Kenyan. That's what Morty was trying to push me about. Mazel Bracha, if you have a minig of Seichrim in a certain industry, it could be that Mazel Bracha is already a Kenyan. You can have the strength of a Kenyan. It's called Situmta. Situmta means if people conduct themselves in a certain way, then you can have a Kenyan.
I see.
Okay. Now, say it like this. So somebody changes his mind. Chachamim say, we don't like you. We don't like you. Now, this is called Mechusar Emana. Mechusar Emana. What do words mean, Mechusar Emana? Mechusar Emana. Lacking in trust. What? And belief and trust, lacking in trust. Mechusar Emana. Yeah, Mechusar Emana. Mechusar Emana. What does that mean? Your vart's not a vart.
Worse than Mishapara?
It's not as bad as Mishapara. No. If you gave money, if you made a Kenyan, it's over. If you gave money, then you still have monetary rights, but Bezin's going to curse you. If you didn't give any money, Bezin's going to tell you, Habibi, you want to change your mind, we can't do anything to you. This guy's going to lose, there's nothing to do. You get a lot of change of mind. We just want to tell you that Chazal don't like you. If Moshe Rabbeinu made a wedding, maybe he wouldn't invite you. You know, Chazal don't like you. I don't know, I can't quantify what it means, but that's what Chazal don't like. They don't like you. They don't like your actions, they don't like you. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. First, in the tour in Siman Reish Daled, the tour says like this. Shainas here are quite scary, and I'll tell you why and where it becomes Nogei Lahalot. Reish Daled says, there's no Mishapara if you only talked and there was no Kenyan and there was no money. A person should maintain his word. Even though no money was transferred, you didn't write anything down. And if you change your word after you gave your word, now, says the Torah the following line. Because of Balhamor, Hani Mili Bechad Taro. I will betray Tari, Einzem, Mechusre Amono. Okay, here comes the big deal, Rabbi Isai. And here's the big shayla. People like to talk a lot. Let's see how they want to talk about this. I would like to sell you my house. How much are you asking? 600. You say you'll buy it for 600,000. We don't make any kinyonim yet. Nothing's written down. No money. You say, yes, deal's on. $600,000. You leave my house. I get a phone call. Somebody calls me up. I heard your house is for sale. I said, yes. I want to offer $750,000.
Your house,
I didn't sell anything.
You made a deal. Done. House is sold.
Rabbi, nothing was sold. Nothing was done. There was no kinyan.
No contract.
Nothing was done. There's no contract. There's no money. The only thing that was done is we made up a price. Made up a price. Nothing was done.
We agreed.
So, we agreed. What's the deal? Says the Baal Hamor, Hani Mili B'chad Tari, I will betray Tari. If somebody comes in and offers me $150,000 more, I can sell it to him. Ein zeh mechusre amana, Chazal have no tainas on you. Yes.
Ein mechusre amana means that he's lacking in believability, or he's...
He's lacking in... No, it means you're lacking in honesty. So, what does it mean? If somebody else comes over and says to me, I want to buy your house for $600,000, I tell the first guy, sorry, I want to sell it to him, that's mechusre amana. You made a deal. A deal's a deal. But if somebody offers me $750,000 and I said yes for $600,000, I should lose $150,000.
Happened to me.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Make a deal a deal.
Very good.
Otherwise, well, you didn't do anything before Kenya, because there's always, that's a starting point.
No, it's not a starting point. We made a deal.
You made one second.
If you come back to me and you say, we made a deal for $600, I say, I changed my mind, I want $650. That you can't do. Deal's a deal.
What you did.
That's what says the Baal Hamor. It depends on what happens. I am obligated to keep my word if circumstances don't change. If circumstances change, I'm not obligated. Now, what does it mean, circumstances change? You owe me more money. Right? You offer me more money. Circumstances change. That's what it says.
What would happen if the house burned down? Would you say, give me the 600? Your house burned down.
No, excuse me. You got to see
it. No.
I am telling him. You'll see in a minute. There's a lot of halachas here. Hang on. Just hang on for a second. Now, says... That's what the Sefer Truma says. Excuse me. That's what the Baal Hamor. Listen here. The Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Listen carefully to the words. Mechaber says, if I sell you something, again the same thing, we're engaged in a deal, it's the same halacha. I just want to listen to how the Mechaber structures the halacha. If somebody makes up that he's going to sell something, Roy Loy Lamed B'diburay. He should maintain his word. Even though he didn't take any money, but he didn't write anything down. If you change your mind, whether the seller or the purchaser changes their mind, money's right. The Chabad does not say one word about money. If the money changes, money amount changes, he's stuck to your word.
Money talks and God walks? What is
it? We'll talk later. Okay. You stuck to your word. That's it. You said. Mechaber doesn't seem to make any afkamina. Comes along the Rambam.
We've had this before, though, where the Mechaber leaves things out that are obvious.
Oh, one second.
Obviously, if the money is a lot, if you're going to take a hefsek, then there's a different story involved.
Oh, you don't have to say that. All of these are shiloh.
The chiddush here is that nothing's changed. You're not allowed to do it. If something changes, there's no chiddush. You're allowed to change.
One second.
That's not a chiddush.
Hold on. Even though with words, without money, you can change your mind. The eighth of the Kabbalah of Misha Parah, Mikol Makom, Roy La Adam Namid B'Diburit. What? Person should say B'Diburit. Apal Pishalei Roshan, Apal Pishalei Asa Shum Kinyin, made no Kinyin, Rak B'Dvar B'Yalmo, B'Kol HaChayzaboy, Ben Lekech, B'Mechaim Ruchom Lechem. Finish. V'Hani Mili, says Ramah, betray Tari. That's B'chad Tari. It's if there's one price. I will betray Tari, but if somebody offers more money, Ein Zeh M'chus Ramano. It's not M'chus Ramano. V'Kol HaOimer, if somebody says, I'm going to give you a present, V'lo nasna lo, and doesn't give the present that he said he would give, he's also mechusar mamon.
Small present.
Small present. Good deed. If somebody says it, they change their mind.
If I'm going to give you a house and I change my mind, it's a different story.
Oh. Now listen to the last aroma. Yesh oimrim, the afilu betray tari, even if there are two prices, meaning somebody offers you more money. Also lagzaboy, you cannot change your mind. V'imchazaboy, yesh mamishum b'chusar amona. Zokter amor, v'chein nira ikr. Even if it's a second price, Mori's right. Second price, zokter amor, you can't do. Zokter shach, ubebach l'stapik b'zeh. The Bach is Mesupik, he's not sure. Not sure Ladina. Because in Yerushalmi it's Mefurish that Lamaisa by Trey Tari it's okay. The Goyim quotes the Bach. So we got a Machlokes. The Ramah says, Chein Yerika, that even Trey Tari, a word's a word. Mechusar Ramon. The Bach says, I'm Mesupik. The Bach's after Ramah. The Shach quotes the Bach. The Goyim quotes the Bach. Zokt Yeruch HaShulchan by Trey Tari, if somebody offers you more money, not changing your mind is only a milsa de chassidus. It's a midas chassidus. It's a midas chassidus. It's a midas chassidus. Midas chassidus. That's it. So now, I once was by a major paisik. Somebody called him up at a shaila, and he said to him that he was offered a certain amount of money for his house. He said yes, and somebody else called him up and offered him $300,000 more.
But you didn't sell it.
So the paisik said, so he asked the paisik, what should I do? So the Paisa told him it's a machlokes between the Bach and the Ramah. He said, what should I do? He said, it's a machlokes between the Bach and the Ramah. He said, what's the Ehrlicher thing to do? So the Paisa told him it's a machlokes between the Bach and the Ramah. Now I asked the Paisa, what are you doing? So the Paisa said, I'm not telling somebody what to do with $300,000, meaning I'm telling him it's a machlokes. You want to decide what to do? Decide what to do. Well, what do you want me to tell you? You want me to tell you what to do with your... meaning, do you want me to tell you what you should do with your Ehrlichkeit? I'm telling you right now. You want to be Ehrlich? Here's the Machlokes. Decide what you want to do. Decide what you want to do. Your decision is, in this situation, you have a Machlokes. Machlokes Gedolei Achroin. So what do you do when you have a Machlokes Gedolei Achroin? Decide what you want to do. Decide what you want
to
do.
What markup are you allowed to change your word according to the Bach? 10%? 15%?
Makes no difference. 10%? No, the Bach holds that once there is a change in money, it's no longer the same situation. The din of Mechusar Amona, any amount of money.
So the dollar more is a bidding contest now.
Okay, so in a chalami, so the Bach says mutter. The Bach holds that the din of saying yes is only if the playing field remains even. If the playing field changes, it's not the same halach. Not the same halach. What? We sign a contract. That it's over. Sign a contract is a kinyan. Sign a contract is a kinyan on karka, and once there's a kinyan made, then it's finished, and you can't do anything about it. Then fakir, then he can take you to bezin, then he'll win. He'll come to bezin with the contract, and then he'll win. Then they'll win. Somebody just told me tonight, a Shiloh, or Shmuley over here, just told me, a Shiloh, what would happen if somebody comes with a contract? I don't know how it works legally. You could both tell me, real estate and lawyers. If somebody has a contract, but only has a copy, they lost the original. Does that work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It does.
You don't do it, you sue for specific performance.
Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Copy doesn't make any difference. Okay, I don't know. I don't know halacha if you don't have the original star. If you really have the, if both parties admit that there was a signed star, so then there was a kinyan. If both parties are admitting there was a kinyan, what din do you have? Benageya lamashal, the halacha is, as we all know, that chas v'shalom, if somebody loses the ksuba, husband and wife are not allowed to be together. The ksuba is lost. If you have a copy of the ksuba, can they be together? We don't need a riot if they're married. Everybody knows their husband and wife. That's not the Shiloh. The Shiloh is you need a ksuba. You don't have a ksuba. What's a copy? Copy's not going to help. You need the ksuba. I mean, that's the pashtus. So I don't know what that love is.
Picture the
ksuba. I'm saying even a picture of the ksuba. What's an afkamina? What's an afkamina?
No.
You need a ksuba. You don't have a ksuba. Okay, I'm not sure. You need a ksuba. I don't know. Okay, but Lamaisa, so I'm just telling you like this. Right now we have machlokes. You're out of Shiloh. So machlokes. So what do you do? So if an elch a person calls up, and Elch Yungaman calls up and says, listen, I gave my word on a house. I said yes. I said I'm going to rent it. And now what happens? What happens is now I found a house, a completely different house. Your house has no shaitas. Your house has two bedrooms and one bathroom. This house has five bedrooms and three bathrooms. Your house was at a block on a block with no children. This house is on a block with children. Your house is far away from a shul. There's no shaykhus. There's no shaykhus. Your house is a b'di'evet, and this house is a chachil.
It happened to me.
Huh?
It happened to me.
Happened to you what?
Better case. Someone was supposed to rent the house from Israel. And
I mean, they said yes. They said they're going to rent it.
They said yes, they're going to rent it. We didn't write a lease, and I wanted them to see it first. And then they spoke to the previous tenant, and they decided that they didn't want the house. So they said they're not taking it. They're going to take my house.
Yeah, but they're basically saying is you didn't disclose certain things, bro.
No.
I'm not saying you, but
okay, whatever. But okay. That out of all your shaylos tonight, that's a serious shaylos. If somebody didn't disclose something, that would pashas. Then you're not held to your word.
They send the shliach to take a look at it.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Okay. So let me tell you like this. Now here's a shaylos. Two shaylos. Some safer, as we always do now. Okay. We start with a Gemara. Get to the tour, for tours to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch to the Nisei Kehillim in the Shulchan Aruch, and now you have a Chassam Sefer. Two Chassam Sefers. Interesting to Shailas here. One Shail is a person sold, this is in Cheshen Mishpat.
The rest is in the check. So
what's that?
I know that makes a difference, but they also sent me a check.
That could make a very big difference, yes. Okay, but listen here. Some Sefer says in Simon Kuf Beis.
Probably halachically it could make a difference, but you really want to fulfill the performance. You want an upset tenant or an upset landlord.
Right.
You know, constantly fighting with each other for a year.
Right.
You force them to move in.
Right. So what did you gain in the long run, you mean? Okay, now listen to this show. This is some Sefer. Some Sefer died 1839. Some Sefer has a show like this. Somebody sold his silver bechers. Doesn't say exactly what he had. Silver heirlooms in his house. He sold them. Misha Macha Chafesav Shal Kesav Shetia Loike Le Likach Bedom of Yeru Lavashal Bo Yayin Sar. If he wanted to go into business, his business was he wanted to make schnapps. He wanted to buy a big barrel in order to make schnapps. And he had no cash. So he sold some of his family heirlooms. Everybody knew he was selling the family heirlooms because he had to raise cash to get into this business. There was no other reason for him to sell. He would never sell these family heirlooms. Shal Kei Moich. V'chein Omar lehedyo b'shas mechira, and even said it when he sold them. I'm selling it Nebuch. I don't want to sell my Zayda's Ka'ara from Pesach. Let's get a plan. I gotta sell. I need money. Fine. Then, before there was Meshicha, Terem Moshach Aloikeach, Achafetzim, they made up the price and they made up they're going to sell. No money change hands, no kinyan yet. The person, the shoyl, his brother died. Before he got his money, his brother died. And his brother was already in the schnapps business. And his brother had a vat that was needed to make yayin tzar with the schnapps. And maybe he didn't have to buy one. I was by a store last night. I want to mention the store. So I told him, why don't you buy a machine so you can sell a certain product? He says, the machine costs $12,000. She costs a lot of money. So, you know, some Sefer said, this person needed a machine for business, and he had to sell something. And he said, I don't want to sell it. What should I do? I have to sell it. Okay, then he got the machine. Again, before the person picked it up, before there was a kinyan, it was an exchange of money. Zechra kibel kol ma'isa, meisachim shal ma'icha, v'nafala b'yerushas yaira, v'yein tzarech lo'yayid, he doesn't need, I don't need it now. Okay, and Reisa lavsish lo'yitin ha'chavetim, he wants to change his mind. Oh, so that's exactly where this shaila is, and over there the shaila is. Shmuley's bringing up about a person who sells his house in order to go to Israel, and he says that's the reason he's selling his house. And everybody knows that's why he's selling his house, and then it falls through. He can't go to Israel. So can he come back and get back his house? The Gemara there says yes. The shaila is that only by Kaka, or is that also by Betalflin? That's the concept. These are concept tumbles.
No Kenyan.
What's that? No, that's even with the Kenyan. As he went to Kenyan, because it is over there. The shaila is, how can it be? It's like al tanai. Over there, it's like I sold my house al tanai. People do that all the time. I sold you my house al tanai, that I'm going to get a mortgage. You put all these stipulations into things.
Once the stipulations are gone, you're done.
No. The stipulation over here is that if I get there to show, if things don't work out, I'm coming home. I'm gonna. If things don't work out, there to show.
So they put it tonight.
Yeah, they put it tonight. Even though no.
Case.
No. Even though the tonight was not written, it's as though it was a tonight because everybody knew that was your intention.
Did
that's
come
the
Gemara. A year later and kick him out of
there. It's a big shiloh. Exactly what the conditions are. What does it mean? Conditions of Mecca. You come back 15 years later and say I want it back, right? What is it? LL Bean. L.L. Bean, you can return the shoes 20 years later. You said you didn't like them or something. I don't know what the... Right, there's some conditions over there, right?
People buy things in thrift stores.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to the stores and get a whole new one.
Yeah, right. So it says like this. Suck to some safe like this. Any kabbalas mishaparam mechus amona nira vadai shinoi shenishtana ho'inyin shenofal agayra birusha havei kitrei tari. Havei kitrei tari. It's like trey tari means like we just said, like two prices. Some slave wants a taina that just like when I buy or I sell a house, and now somebody offers me another $300,000. Trey tari, two prices. I'm allowed to change my mind. So some safer says, same thing over here. What do you want for the guy? The guy got the vat, and he knew that's why he wanted the vat, and so he got a vat, so he doesn't want to sell, so the sale's off, it's not a time. Some safer has another shiloh, which is a fascinating shiloh as well. I never was involved in such shilohs, and the shilohs over here seem to be incredibly aggravating. A person told a moil, person asked the moil to perform the bris milah on his son. And then he found out that there was a tzaddik coming to town, who was a moil. It's brought down in Sforim, you know, a tzaddik does the milah, it's gemaldik, so he wants to, you know, the say goodbye to the first one. So it's already a shayla in Shulchan Aruch. It's a tzaddik in Shulchan Aruch.
Well, moil can't charge money.
No, moil wants the mitzvah.
Doesn't.
Mitzvah. Forget about
by
money.
Giving up the mitzvah and letting someone else do it, he's getting a bigger mitzvah.
I thought you might talk it. Okay, you'll take that child outside also. You have a lot of things. You have a lot of homework to do. Listen here.
You've been gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Pent up is.
Gewaldig. Asar Zerubim taking away a mitzvah. I got the tum. This is already Shalom Shulchan Aruch. Some Sefer, Shaila is that... he was mechavet somebody to be the moil, and it's an unbelievable thing. And the moil said that they did a tkiyas kaf. They shook hands. They shook hands with each other. That he should not change because he was afraid that maybe he'll give it to somebody else. He made a tkiyas kaf that I'll be the moil. Okay, and the moil lived far away, and he made up that he's going to come back in 8 days, travel back. He came in to be Mekayin the Mitzvah, and the Baal HaBris ain't on them in the Brisai. It's a play on words here. Baal HaBris ain't on them in the Brisai. Shekar says, Amayel, because of my Baini Baini, the kid who misses Baal HaBar says, and he gave it to somebody else.
That's
good. Oh, Bamisha Mayel HaBar, Mamar, Tzavach! Tzavach Yikruchi, he started screaming, exactly like you said, I'm Mitzvah, I'm Tirchaslai, my Mitzvah, my Tircha. It's a funny thing, there's no money here.
Is there a difference between the Maal and the Sandik, or say it would be the same?
They do very often it could be the same, just that usually the Sandik, whatever.
You come first, right.
Okay, I got to him.
The same thing if the father had learned Mila in between? And wanted to do the Mila.
That is an interesting child. I like that.
Okay,
I like that. Listen, he quotes the Taz, and this is now in Yeruday and Hilchus Mila. Reish Tamach Dal Sifka Nekosav, and Motsa Ben Kach Moel Atoiv Mimenu Leasek Adaitei, Oz Les Be Mishum Sheirish Yisrael. Then there's no Taina. Like Bia Sorosai. But he doesn't say, the Taz doesn't say why. Zok, some Seifer, the he push it and move on the Kaimulan, because we hold betray Tari, there's no problem with Bechusaramon. By Trey Tari, by two prices, there's no problem. So it's the same thing as two prices, because circumstances change. He's comparing it to two prices, and therefore there's no problem. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak. Now we're down to the 1900s. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak says, he quotes a number of Paiskim here, and he says, he quotes the Keren Ledovit. He says, I don't know what Chassam Seif is talking about. What do you mean that Chassam Seif says that it's like Trey Tari, it's compared to two prices? The Ramah says, then when it comes to two prices, still you can't change your mind. Avort is avort. So what's going on over here? So here's the Shiloh. The Shiloh is, you want to tell me that changing the circumstances is like two prices and therefore you can change, but the Ramah says you can't. So what's the Shiloh even doing? You want to tell me there's a Bach? Say this in my legacy, the Bach of the Ramah, you're passing like the Bach. You can't just say stop. What does it mean? Okay, now let me tell you like this. Shia will remember this. I don't know, Avi, you remember this. Morty, maybe. I mean, all of you know about it. Shmuley was not in the town, but everybody knows that we hired an architect, and we had plans drawn up on 2949 Tui to restructure the building. Reconfigure the building. 3 floors, a ganze tumult. And we told the architect that we hired an architect to go draw up the plans. He made pictures for it, a ganze, a whole thing. You know, I don't even know if a contract was signed or not signed. We're gonna hire. Then this building became available. So I said, listen, Rabbeisa, you know, if we're going to build a shul, let's build the halacha here. You know, I mean, we're already learning chosh and mish, but I said, you know, well, the maisa is a vart of art. I mean, now, is there any havamina by anybody in their mind that we tried to get this building for 15 years? We finally were able to buy this building, but because we told the contractor over there, because we told the architect over there, we're going to pick that building, we can't move to this building. Is that such a havamina in the belt?
You can't stand
when
the work is done.
I'm not talking about that. I'm asking you, Lemaisa. You want to tell me, so if we get a new architect for this building, we should hire him. Fine. That's not my shaila. My shaila is, can we tell him, Rabbi Isai, Habibi, thank you very much. Whatever we owe you, I couldn't talk.
Is the Indian of Mechusar Ramana and, what's the other term?
Mishapara.
Is the Indian of Mishapara and Mechusar Ramana a function of you, or is it a function of if the other guy isn't medical, what you're...
No, it's a... If you're asking if the one who changed his mind
says okay,
yeah, that's no problem. If the lecher says I changed my mind, the lecher says fine. It's not as you were asking it as a brisker. It's not a din biatzmusa. If you change your mind, there's an issa. If the guy says he's Michael. There's no problem.
He can be Michael, but you could still be a mechusar aman.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm saying no. If he's Michael, if you ask him, listen, these are circumstances. Do you mind if I change my mind? Okay, so I want to tell you this. Like this, the lashon that we came up with, and I really think that you'll see now in a minute. I think this is what the Karel Nedovin and others mean that the Minchas Yisra quotes. It's like a matana muetis. In this damanoy achar shu oyavo, he got another moel who is his best friend. Have you come matana maruba shy as diik before? When it says in the Gemara that I say to somebody, I'm going to give you a present. If I say to somebody, you know what? Do you have a mitzvah? I'm going to get you a bike. Okay, a bike costs $200. You can't change your mind. If you tell a kid, you know, I'm going to get you a car. You know, I mean, unless you're a zillionaire or something, you know, you're not mechuyev to give him a car. You know, you're not mechuyev. You meant okay. What have you meant? It's an exaggeration. You know, you didn't
match my car.
What?
Yeah. Situation changed, and now
$200. One second. Good. I hear you. I understand that. That's the svar of the person who holds straight tari is muta in the chalami. The person who holds straight tari is not muta, even though it's a matana maruba. It's because lemaisa a vort binogea the monetary change is not a change. However, if the circumstances b'chal changed, meaning some people hold money, it's called circumstances changing. But if the circumstances become a different set of circumstances, meaning my best friend, my father, my grandfather, my brother, my son is a moyel, and he was in Australia, I had no idea he's going to show up, and he showed up. So I want him to be the moyel. But I had no tzad in the belt. He's coming from Eretz Yisrael, from Australia, to the Bris. I had no tzad. I wouldn't even ask him. He didn't tell me. He was planning to surprise him. What's the havam? If we want to build a shul, so for Shetach we wanted 2949, we couldn't get this building. We tried 15 years to get this building. Then we get the building. What, do you think we're bound to stay in 2949? We couldn't move to 3050 because we told the architect we're going to use you to draw plans for the building? That's not a shame.
One can make that argument by anything.
Oh,
I'm selling my house, I thought I would get X. This guy came along, I didn't know I'd get X.
I'm telling you again. That's good. You're right. I'm telling you, ain't a chanami. And that's your point is a machlokes. No. One second. That your statement now is very correct. However, the shaila is okay. Of crowd here tonight. The shaila is a vort, meaning, if the circumstances that change are only monetary, you have a machlekes rishayim. Ein lechanam, it's a machlekes rishayim, which is a machlekes achrayim, which goes down all the way down to the chasuchan. Ein lechanam. But if it's not monetary, but the changes are such that it was like oil al daitoi, Rachman al san, someone's in a tragedy. I really want to have the play group. I want to have the day camp. What should I do? I had to move to Cleveland. What can I do? A tragedy came up with the family. I had to move. Somebody died. Oh, yeah. So I have to stay in Chicago in order to keep my play group going when somebody died. It's not the gear. I feel bad for you. Finish. If there was money, so you have to work out the money. If there was no money, only your vart, it's a different change. And the lesson that was once used by Major Pesach is, what's the lesson we use by Sheva Brochas? Parim Chadoshes Bo Lekan. It's a different situation. And I think that's what the Chassam Sofer means to say. He's not getting into the Machlekes in the Bach and the Ramah. Otherwise, the Chassam Sofer should have brought it down like he'll ask. Teretz is, a person says they're going to rent the house. They look all through the neighborhood, no house. A normal person doesn't want this house. It's two bedrooms with one bathroom. Here's a house with four bedrooms and three bedrooms. A guy got five kids.
You are renting a house.
That's right.
So it's different than the case.
I'm asking to you, but I'm saying there's no dimion. There's no dimion in the house. I don't believe it has anything to do with Reitari. I believe everybody would say that even though you gave your word in that situation is not going to have to mean. If you made a kenyan, if you signed the deal and you gave money in the house and you found a better house, then you stop. And you stop.
So what about Dina?
So what? Well, one second. So if I'd like to conclude and say, as I told this person, I think it's perfectly mutter for them to take the second house, and it's not going to be a problem according to anybody, and everybody would like you. No one in Chazal will be upset with you. Okay, thank you all for coming, Rabbi Yisai. Next week, Bezer Hashem. The Shalom of Poyle.
You got all these shalom at the beginning.
Okay, but I wanted this to be a shalom I wanted to get with.
Big change.
That's right. It's until.